The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Daf Kuf Tet Zayin, today's daf is being studied in the new Nishmat of Rav Ben Esther, Hashem Tani Hanu Began Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being served the full Ashikma Miki Ben Jamie, Ben Asfahat Ben Yanim, Odechai Ben Esther. We begin today's daf on Kuf Tet Vav Amud Bet. We are starting on the bottom of the Amud. We are at the Amar Mor. It's three lines from the bottom. We're quoting from the Braita. Amar Mor, Hakol Kishirin Lehakriv. We said that before the Mishkan, the Braita said you could bring anything, all sorts of animals, any type of animal, so long as it was tahor, it was permissible to bring. Minan Emiliharino, you could bring any sort of animal, so long as it's tahor. Amar Avuna Damar Kera by Noah. Vayiben Noach mizbeach laHashem vayikach mikol habehemah teora, from all the behemot hateorot umikol of a tahor. So behemah kemashmao, when it says behemah, it's kemashmao mean everything. Behemah includes, by the way, behemah and haya, all the behemot, all the hayot, any type of animal. Haya bichlal behemah, and haya is also bichlal behemah. And Rashi brings Pesukim to prove that. Look at the bottom of Rashi. Chayi b'chla b'ema, chaya b'chla b'ema, tekhtiv zot b'ema shetochelu. Well, it says in the Pesuk about b'ema, usmich de ayal, usvi. Ayal and svi achayot. So therefore, all the b'emot are included. Okay, now the Gemara can go to the next point. Zecharim v'nekevot, timimin u'ba'ale mumin. So you're allowed to bring males before Mishkan. You're allowed to bring males, you're allowed to bring females. Timimin, whether they're shalem, or even Baale Mumin. So how do you know that? Let's get the right text. Okay, so Gemara says, how do you know the Kerim in the Kevot? Kibimim Baale Mumin. So it says like this, the Amar Mokhs of Ebraita, Tamut Vezachrut, when it comes to Timimim, and when it comes to Zecharim, Bibhema, Ve'en Tamut Vezachrut, Be'ofot, Ve'etkas Be'ma Le'of. The law of Tamim is only a law in a Behema. It's not a law in Ofot. Zachrut is only a law in Behema. It's not a law in Ofot. And since by Noah, it puts Behema and Of in the same Pasuk, so whatever applies to Of is going to fly to Behema. And just like Of is Mutar, lo Temimim, lo Zachar, so Behema will also be Mutar, also not Temimim and not Zacharim. So again, it's a case between Behema and Of in the Pasuk of Noah. Marketus Temimim uba'ale mumim. Okay, so we said Timimim, they have to be shalem, can be, or ba'alim umin, doesn't matter. Now, puke mechusar ever, but you're not allowed to bring before the Mishkan if it's missing a bone, a limb. If it has an internal wound, fine, but missing an ever, no good. How do you know that? Little. Damar bi el azar, minay nuh mechusar ever, shene esal libne Noah, which means when Noah came off the Teba. How do we know that? Well, not only Noah, Libne Noah. How do we know it's asur to bring a korban? That's haser. Talmud Omar, when Noah was told to bring the animals on the teba, what did Borei Olam tell him? Mikol ahai, mikol basar. What's that double language? Mikol ahai, mikol basar. So it says, Have behema shehayin rashe evarim shela. Which means, bring a behema that has its major organs. Rashi Evarim Shela. That has Hayut. So we see from over here, it's missing an Evar, it's missing Rashi Evarim. So the Pasuk, Mikol Ahai, Mikol Basar. From here we learn that the animal has to have Hayut in the limbs. What's that? It cannot be missing anything. It cannot be missing any part. That's the way the Gemara is learning it. Now even though Rashi says, what does it got to do with Korbanot? These were the animals that went on the Teba. What does it got to do with a Korban? So Mistama, since Borei Olam knew that he's going to ask Noah to bring Korbanot after, so he's not going to tell him to bring something on the Teba.
That's going to be pasul for the mizbeach after. Right. So therefore, from the fact that he told them to bring on the teva, knowing that they're going to bring on korbanot after, must be that if it's missing evarim, it's no good. Okay. V'dilma levrute terefa. Who told you? Maybe when it's in the pasuk, mikol ha mikol basar. Really, if it's missing a limb, it's okay. And the lapuket terefa. If the animal, let's say, has a certain blemish, that makes it a terefa. Gemara says, no, we know terefa already. Ha'u min lehayot zera nafka. The pasuk says, what type of animals did you bring on the teva? Animals that can that can produce lehayot zera. The assumption in this point of the Gemara is a terefa cannot produce. That's the assumption of the Gemara. So therefore, lehayot zera teaches me terefa, don't bring on the teva. So what do I learn from it? Called a high must be evarim. If it's missing an ever, don't bring it on. So the Gemara says, "Hani leman damar terefa ina yoledet." That's good. According to the opinion, it says a terefa cannot procreate. Ela leman damar terefa yoledet. Which means, if you say terefa is yoledet, so then you need the pasuk of Mikola Hai to teach me terefa, because you cannot learn it from the hayot zera, because terefa is yoledet. Also, therefore, Mikola Hai is teaching me terefa, so you have no pasuk for missing an eved. The Gemara says, "Ha'amar kera itach bedomin lach." I have a new pasuk for terefa. God tells Noah, "Lahayot itach, bring the animals that are like you." So the assumption is just like Noah was not a terefa, for whatever reason we're assuming that Noah was not a terefa. So the animals also are not terefot. Good. So now I know from itach. So what do I do with the pasuk mikolahai to teach me? If it's missing a limb, it's no good. Terefa, I know from Itach. So the Gemara says, "Dema Noach gufe terefa hava." Maybe Noah was before he got on the teva. Maybe that's what Gemara says. Maybe even before he got on the teva, he was a terefa. How do you know what he was? Maybe he had an ailment. Gemara says, "Tamim ketibbe." It says, "Noach is sadik tamim." What is tamim? Without a blemish. "Dema tamim bedrachav." No, maybe tamim doesn't mean physical. It means in his way. I mean, he was perfect in his way. It could be dot. Tzaddik ketiv. No, it says to be dot already. That he was a tzaddik already, so that means tamim must be he was perfect and physical. V'dilma tamim bedrachav, v'tzaddik b'ma'asav. Two different things. Tamim means he's a big dot. And tzaddik means in his deeds. Well, so if that's the case, we have a question. Maybe he was a terefa. Yomaz Yisrael kadatach, the Noach gufei terefa ava, mi ka'amal lede Noach dekevatach ayil, shelemim lo te'ayil. That would be very strange. I mean, Borei Olam is telling Noah, dafka bring terefot on the teva? If Noah was a terefa, so Borei Olam tells Noah, lehayot itach, bring animals like you. That's strange. They're dafka terefot, but you can't bring shelemim? Ela must be that Noah was a shalem. And lehayot itach teaches me, do not bring terefot. Ah, so what do I learn from the pasuk of Mikol Lachai Mikol Basar? Mechoser Eved is no good. So Gemara says, fine. Umehar denafkalan meitach lachayot zera lamali. Now what do I do with pasuk lachayot zera? So the Gemara says, ma'od etema itach, when it says itach letzavta be'alma. Maybe when it said the word itach, it means to come along like this. It doesn't mean that it has to be like you. Maybe the word itach is just coming to tell me for company. Meaning bring animals on the teba to keep you company so you're not alone. Meaning, I can bring any animal. Therefore I can even bring, let's say, an animal, a zakin, that cannot have children, or a setis, one that's, castrated or something. That's why it says afilu zakim, afilu sadis. Tamash mala. That's why it says la hayot zera to come and say no. The only animals you can bring on the teva are productive animals. Or itach therefore must be coming to tell me like you that just like you're not a terefa, no terefot. And what's the mikola hamikovasan coming to teach me? No cutting of the limbs. So everything is fitting. Everything is covered. Okay, now we're not to the braita that before the mishkan. It has to be teorim, velot, avalot temi'im. Which even before the Mishkan, they didn't accept temi'im on the Mizbeah. It has to be teorim. Umi abu temi'inu teorim b'ayishata? So what are you talking about? Was there teorim? There was no Torah. What do you mean teorim and not temi'im? What was there tamed? There was no Torah yet. So what was the difference between Tahor and Tameh? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Achmaniya, Amar Rabbi Yonah Tan, Me'otan Atidim Litahir. It means for the future. The ones that are going to be future are going to be Tahor when they're going to receive the Torah. How do they know that? How do they know the future? Kibbutz Gazda. It says Noah, how do you know when God told Noah, bring all the behemoth Tehorah and the Teva? Again, how does Noah know what's Tehorah? So it means what's the future going to be? Does Noah know the future? So it says Noah brought all the animals in front of the Teva. Kol Shateva Kol Tatan, which means if the Teva accepted it, which means you will bring seven of Tahor ones, right? So any animal that the Teva accepted, seven of them, Noah knew that it was Tahor. Be'ed Roshu Tahor. And a Teva called Taltan. Meaning if the Teva only accepted two of them, Be'ed Roshu Tameim. That's how Noah knew. So they were saying that whatever. So we had that tradition from Noah's time. Noah already from the Teva proved us what's going to be Tahor and what's going to be Tamir. Which means they brought the animals. Seven went on, this must be Tahor. Two went on, must be Tamir. Rabbi Abu Amar, Amar Kera, Baba'im, Zachar, Unkeba. Rabbi Abu is just going to prove you this now. How do you know? Because it says Ba'in, as if they came by themselves. Ba'in me'edehen. So Noah didn't have to do anything. They walked onto the Teva by themselves. So he knew the ones that were seven were kosher. That's the Teme'im. That's the Teme'im. Borei Olam commanded Noah that takes seven of the Tahor animals. Shnaim is the Teme'im.
He had to bring seven of everything to know that it
was. That's what he did. That's what he did. He brought seven of everything, and whatever the Teva took, it was Tahor.
No.
It was a tradition from Noah all the way down. So once Noah knows it, he told it to his Shem, and Shem told it to Yaakov Abinu, and so on and so forth. So we got down to the generation of the Mishkan. Amar Mor, we learned in the Blight, Ba'akol Karebu Olot. Which sounds like what? That all the korbanot that they brought before the Mishkan was olot. So Gemara says olot in ushlamim lo v'aketi v'yizbichu zevachim shelamim la'Hashem parim. Clearly it says that before Matan Torah, before Har Sinai, when they got to Har Sinai, they brought what? Olot, but they also brought shelamim. Ela'ema lakol karbu olot. Which means like this. Lakol karbu olot. Which means ben Yisrael, ben tibne Noah. For sure you can be makriv olot. Because before that came out the Mishkan, everybody was equal. However, legabesh shilamim, they were not equal. Bnei Yisrael were able to bring shilamim before Matan Torah, but not bnei Noah. Which means the Jews were always allowed, even before the Mishkan, they were allowed to bring olot and shilamim. But goyim only allowed to bring olot, so therefore it says lakol karbu olot. For sure, before Matan Torah, everybody wore olot. They equal on that. Noah olot in shlamim lo. We also brought shlamim, but the goyim didn't bring shlamim. They can only bring olot. So in echanami, and even after in echanami. But we're talking about before where there was a difference. Even when we were bringing olot and shlamim, they were only bringing olot, which is they never had a chance to bring the shlamim. Okay, so when it says over there they brought all of them in only olot, it means korbanot shukribu avur kol ha'olam hayu rak olot v'yisrekinu gam shulamin. The general korbanot that were brought for the world, ben Yisrael ben lebnei. Okay, the universal korban we'll call it was olah, but in echanami the Jewish people had to bring shulamin as well. Kiman de amar lo karbu shulamin. Oh, now I'm going to say it like this. There's an opinion that says, "Lo karbu shelamim lebnei Noah." Why? Why can't bnei Noah bring shelamim? The itman. The bid as of Rabbi Yosef ben Hanina. Had amar karbu shelamim lebnei Noah, but had amar lo karbu. So it's machloket. Can the goyim? Can bnei Noah bring korban shelamim or not? My tamad demand amar karbu shelamim lebnei Noah. What's the reason why they say you can't? Chtiv vehevel evi gamu mebechorot sono umehed behen from heaven. Hevel as din of ben Noah. And what? He brought me bechorot sono from his sheep and the fats. Ezu davar shechelbo karev legabe mizbeach ve'en kulo karev legabe mizbeach. What's the type of korban that only the fat goes on the mizbeach, not the whole animal? Have you omeh shelamim? So you see they brought shelamim. My tamad amad amar lo karbush tichtiv uri safon uboi teman. What does that mean? Uri safon uboi teman. Titna'er uma shema'aseha basafon.
ותבואו מה? שמעשיה בצפון ובדרום.
Only צפון. Get rid of the nation that only has service in the north. The north they weren't all not. That's the Goyim. Only צפון. Get rid of that nation that's only serving God in the north.
ובואי תימן.
And let the nation that serves God in the south as well, because the Shilamim is in the Teman.
Oh, so you see what? That the Goyim only did the Benenu, only did the north.
That's all that.
But we also did what's in the Teman. How does
this rabbi learn Hevel's Korban?
I mean, if you're telling me that they only brought, that even Benenu brought Shilamim, because it says Helbeim, oh, but you tell me they only brought Olot. You tell me they only brought Olot. What do you do with the Helbeim Pasuk?
Says mishmanehem didu. It means from the fatty animals, not the fat one on the mizbeah. The whole thing went on the mizbeah. It means the animals were fatty. I mean, he brought from the fat ones.
What does the other rabbi do? That says they also brought the other rabbi. It says that the goyim also brought shilamim. But it says uri safon.
It's not sure that they only brought korbanot that are in the safon, that are in the north, which is Ola.
It says, "Ahu bekibbutz galiyot udichti." With that pasuk, Uri is talking about over there, the northern area, not the place of the Beit Hamikdash.
Uri Tzafon, that's Babel, that's in the north. Zadarot Tzafon Mizbayah.
Uri Tzafon, let the goyim that are in the north, they will be uprooted, and who's going to come? The people that are south of it. But it's not talking about the korbanot. Ve'aketiv. Oh, what does it say by Paro? Remember Paro? He told them they can go and bring korbanot. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Listen, give us permission when we go out somewhere with korbanot." Vayom leMoshe, gam atat tetemedu zevachim ve'olot ve'asinu l'Hashem Elokeinu. So what did he say? Zevachim ve'olot. That means shilamim and olot. So you see, there was shilamim already from then. Zevachim la'achila ve'olot la'krava. No, the zevachim was for eating, for barbecue, not for korbanot. The zevachim going to give us meat just so we can slaughter it and eat it. And the olot will be for the hakrava. So you have no question. Ve'aketi, another question. Ve'ika yitro hotel Moshe ola uzbachim. Oh, so it says he took ola uzbachim. Now, how do we know that this is not? You're telling me the same thing. It was for eating purposes. No, because it says uzbachim lelohim, which is mashma what? To God. Because it says ola uzbachim lelohim. So you can't tell me it was for eating purposes. That was before Matan Torah. Ahu la'achar Matan Torah odichtiv. Wasn't before Matan Torah. That pasuk was written after Matan Torah. It was wait, a big machloket. When did Yitro come to the Jewish people? Hani haliman damar achar matan Torah. If you say he came after matan Torah, then good. That's why he brought shilamim. Ela leman damar Yitro kode matan Torah. Ma'ika lememar. Deitmar bener bichayav Rabbi Yosef ben Nevi. Had amar Yitro kode matan Torah. Vehad amar Yitro achar matan Torah. Haya. אז למה אמר יתרו קודם מתן תורה היה כסבת שלמים הקריבו בני נוח.
So no problem. Didn't we say this is a מחלוקת? If בני נוח brought שלמים, we're going to square the opinions on. The opinion that says נוח came before מתן תורה is the same opinion that says בני נוח came before שלמים before מתן תורה. Those opinions match. It's the same opinion. If you hold that בני נוח brought שלמים, that's the same opinion as נוח came before מתן תורה, he brought שלמים. No problem.
Okay. Where do we see this machloket when Yitro came? Vayishma Yitro Kohen Midyan. Ma Shemua Shema Uba Venitgayir. What did he hear Yitro that he caused him to convert? Rabbi Yeshua Amir Milchemet Amalek Shema. Shereketi Besido Vyachalosh Yeshut Amalek Mit Amolef Yarev.
Which is Parashat Mishalah, which is right before that, it talks about the Milchemet Amalek. And right after Milchemet Amalek was Vayishma Yitro. Oh, so what did he hear? Milchemet Amalek. What was Milchemet Amalek? After Matan Torah. So you see Yitro must have came.
After Matan Torah, Rabbi Elazar Modei Omer, Matan Torah Shama Uba. Shekishenitna Torah Yisrael. When he heard that what? That the Torah was being given to Israel. Haya kolo holech besof ha'olam ve'ad sofo. The voice of Hashem was heard across the whole world. Lechol malchei ovdei kuchavim ahazatam le'ada. All the goyim, the kings, they were fearful. Bechlehen in their palaces. Amru Shira, and they all started praising Hashem. Shneimaru bechalo, kulo omer kavod. Itkabsu kulam etzel Bil'am Rasha. So they all came to Bil'am for advice. Amru lo, ma kol hamon Hashem shamanu. What is this tumult? What is this noise that we're hearing?
Shem Mabul Bale Olam. Maybe God's going to bring a flood to the world. Hashem Mabul Yashav. They told you, it's a question. They told Bilam, Hashem Mabul Yashav. Is God now deciding to bring a Mabul? Amar Lehem, Vayeshev Hashem Melech Le'olam. God is already established that what? Kevan Nishba Kadosh Baruch Hu She'enu Mevi Mabul La'olam. Which means, he already promised that there'll be Melech Le'olam. Meaning, if God promises he's going to be a king, there's going to be a world. He promises he's going to be a king to the world. Vayetz Hashem Melech Le'olam. But if he's going to destroy with a Mabul, en Melech Le'olam. Amrudo Mabul Shel Maim Enu Mevi, Ava Mabul Shel Esh Mevi. Okay, maybe he's going to fire to the world. Shneimar ki ba'esh Hashem nishpat. God judges the world with fire. Valeim kevan nishpat she'enu mashchit kol basar. He already promised he's not going to destroy all of mankind. Uma kol ha'amon hazeh shamanu. So they told Bilam. So what is this voice that we're hearing? Valeim chemda tova yesh to bebet genazav. God has a treasure in His treasury. Shaita genuza eslo tesha me'ot shevayim v'arba dorot kodem shorma olam. That is already 974 generations before the world was created, was in God's treasury. And now he wants to give it to his children. God wants to give the oz, oz's Torah. So they all blessed Am Yisrael, and they said Hashem should bless the Jewish people. Be shalom. And then what? Yitro came. So when Yitro came according to this, it's after Matan Torah. And the first opinion, it's also after Matan Torah.
Amalek was after.
What was Amalek before Matan Torah, you mean? In the Pesukim, it's before. In the Pesukim, it's before. It's the Beshalach. Beshalach was Amalek.
This is clearly after Matan Torah.
Correct. This is after Matan Torah. So the opinion before is before Matan Torah. Meaning Amalek was before Matan Torah. So then you're going to tell me what the first Shita is pre-Torah. When Amalek. And the second Shita says, if he heard about the Torah, he joined Klal Yisrael. So it's Machlok when he came. Third opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kiryat Yamsuf Shama'u Ba. Oh, he heard Kiryat Yamsuf.
You don't have to say
that now. So that's very good. So once I have this opinion, I'm very good now.
Right.
That means Kiryat Yamsuf, he heard. That's for sure before Matan Torah.
Right.
Other opinions I can say both after Matan Torah. The first two opinions are after Matan Torah. And the third opinion is before Matan Torah. That makes more sense. Yeah. It says all the Malchei Emorim. This is when the Jordan split. This is all the Malchei Emorim heard that God split the Jordan River, and they were all scared.
All the more so.
It says even the Habazona told the spies that Yeshua said, "Ki shamaru et asher hovish Hashem et me Yam Suf." This is that we were scared and we were, nervous from it. So what does that prove about Yitro? Why does that prove Yitro? They heard about the Jordan. So if they heard about the Jordan, he heard about the... And he came?
He heard about the Jordan also.
I'm saying, when did he come? When did he hear to come? So he heard about Kiryat Yamsuf. Shine Emar. Vayikishmokum akimuni etashir uvish tishmeyedim pim Yisrael. Vayimas vavlo yabam od... So that proves what? That Malchei Emorim when he heard about God drawing up the Jordan River.
Is
that Yam Suf? The Jordan is later on.
Okay.
The Jordan is when they came into Israel. He says it. Bekatuv zeh lo muskar sheshamu al Kiryat Yam Suf. Ela al yibush meYarden. V'yesh lomar shim shamu al ma'abar b'nei Yisrael b'Yarden. That's what the Rambam says. Kadahome they must have heard about the bigger story, which was Kiryat Yam Suf. That's what Mahatcha explains. And what do you see from Nahav? Clearly Nahav says it's Beferush. Because Nahav Azonah says, we heard what God did to the Yarden and what he did all the way back then. They all heard about it. So Yitro also heard about it. So that was the impetus to get Yitro to come. Okay. My Shunatam, the Amar, Velo Ayabam, Odruach. Which means initially in the first pasuk it says there was no more spirit in the people. The people of Malchei Emorim when they heard about the splitting of the Jordan,
It says lo aya bam od ruach, and by Rahava Zona when she says it, it says velo kama od ruach beish. What's the difference? One is ruach velo aya od ruach mepene bnei Yisrael. One says velo kam. What's the difference between kama? It says daafilu akashuye name lo ikashu. Wow. Lo kama. They could not even have tashmish anymore. They were so scared. But Lashon kam. I mean, the effort was lo kam. Lo kam, the man himself cannot be kam anymore because of the pahad. How did the Hav know that? Well, the Hav knows this. The Torah says, yes, she knew it because that was a job. There was every single prince and every single important person שלא באו לחבזונה. That wasn't with the חבזונה. אמרו בת עשר שנים הייתה כשיצאו ישראל במצרים. She was 10 years old when the Jewish people left Egypt. וזנתה כל 40 שנה שיצאו במדבר. She was zana for 40 years. לאחר 50 שנה נתגיירה אמרה יהיה, she said to הקדוש ברוך הוא, יהיה מחול לי בשכר חבל חלון ופשתים. So he said, there's a chut that I use these three items. The chevel is the rope. And the halon is the window of the pishtim, which she covered the spies with, which means she covered the spies in pishtim, the two spies, and then she let them out of the window. When it rose, in those three items, give me a zechud. Okay, I'm going to explain this in Rashi. Look at Rashi. Yimchol di b'shvil chaybel pishtim b'halon. B'mechil tatanya achi amra rebono shel olam b'gimel devarim hatati. I sin to you in three things. Begimel yimhal, behebel upeshtim behalon, shayu menafim odim elea behabalim, derek halon. They used to climb up the window. They were embarrassed to go through the front door, so they used to climb up the back window. So you used to bring them up with the rope. Veyordim vegam tamnatam bevshtaretz. And sometimes she would hide them also, the customers. So therefore, what did she do? She used those three items to make the tikkun. Ubotan tushad avrim asva zaktal etzir. Shluchim, and with those three items, she was able to save the shluchim. So he wants to explain this according to the Musar like this. What does it mean that she says with these three items, which is mamash, these are the utensils of sin, but she couldn't find a better melitzioshir, specifically the three items of sin. That's where she was able to make the teshuvah from. So the explanation they say is. The explanation they say is like this. I suffer from Shimon Shuab. Where does a person make teshuvah from? From the nitzot shel kitushah that's left in him. Every Jew, even the worst Jew, even the worst person, we'll say, because it was not Jewish, even the lowest person, there's always still a spark somewhere of a ruhaniyut in him. So Rahav knew that if she needs to rehabilitate herself, she has to find the little goodness in her. And from the goodness, that's where you can build up the person. The problem with people is, we always think that we're so bad that there's no hope for us. So we have to. It says, "Al tistakel, al tiy rasha b'fnei asmicha." You're not to make yourself a rasha, because if you make yourself a rasha, you say, "There's no hope for me to make teshuvah." The greatness of Rahav is now she's saying, "I know I was a zonah for 40 years, but there has to be some tzelem elokim in me. There has to be some vestige of humanity left in me." So she looked back and she said, "Yes." There's nobody more perutzah than the Havazonah. The Gemara says in Tanit, even you mentioned the name, Biyotah Makira, Miyad Nikri. By the way, they would become a Baal Keri. So it means she was perutzah Me'od. But she still had the understanding of what does it mean, Busha. That if a customer wanted to come from the back entrance, she understood that her job is something that people are embarrassed of. So by taking them from the back window, showed us, in the Fahot, she had an understanding that this is something that people have a little busha. So once she found that, she said, from that, that's the little humanness that I still have left in me. From there, I can make my tikkun. And sure enough, from there, she was able to rehabilitate herself until she made the teshuvah, and that's how she ended up marrying Yeshua ben Nun.
Amar mor, ve'ovdei kochavim bezeman hazeh rasha'in la'asot, ken? So we said, in the Braita, that today of the kochavim are able to bring korbanot on the bama. Well, we're not allowed, but the goyim can. How do we know that goyim still could bring the taru rabbanan? The beir el bnei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael mitzuvin al shechutei chutz. V'en avdei kochavim mitzuvin al shechutei chutz. Because the Pasuk says, speak to the B'nai Israel and tell them they should not bring the Korbanot outside. It's only a B'nai Israel item. But the Goyim, they can bring the Korbanot outside. It's a B'nai Israel. Lefi yichach, kol echad ve'echad boneh lo bama le'atzmo. Therefore, every one of the Goyim, they can build a bama for themselves. U'makriv aleha kol mashirtze. And they can bring whatever they want to bring on it. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Asir, Asur l'sayyan. They could bring, but we're not allowed to help them. Asur l'sayyan, v'la'asur shtichutan. Nor can we become their shaliach. Which means, we cannot do their bidding and help them, nor can we become their shaliach in order to bring a korban for them. Amar Rabba, what Rabba said, l'orinu lehu share. But to give them advice and instructions how to bring korbanot is mutar. Jeez, they don't know how to bring korbanot. Maybe. So they come to the rabbis, they ask them, what do we do? How do we put the wood? How do we put the mizbeach? How do we put the korban? So to give them instructions, we can. We cannot help them physically, nor can we be a shaliach for them. Ki ha de Ifra Hurmiz. There was a lady called Ifra Hurmiz. Imed de Shbor Malka. She was the mother of the king Shippur. Shippur Malka. Shadra korbana lirava. So she sent the Korban to Rava. She wanted advice. What did I bring the Korban? Shalhale. So he sent back, or she sent to him, Askuani Hale Leshem Shamayim. Send it for me, Leshem Shamayim. Amar Lehu Lerab Safra Ulavaha. Barhuna, so he told the students, Zilu v'daberu tre ulme gulda'e. Go bring two of the kukavim bahurim. She says, Benegi had the same age, sheken noy ledavar. Okay, it was nice. Bring two young boys the same age. Because he didn't want to tell them the instructions himself. Well, he didn't want to do it himself, like we just learned. So he got Guim to get involved in it. Because she's asking, how do I bring this Korban? I want to bring it to Shem Shamayim. So he told the students, go fetch me two goyim. V'chazu hecha de maskay yamas sirton. Go see where the ocean is dry in the middle over there. And it has like sand, and there's like an elevation over there in the ocean, and go build it over there. Now she says, "Umetiyebesh v'nasa karka." The ba'inan shalom ishtamesh idiot b'mizbeach. You need karka that was not used by hidiot, by anybody. So in the ocean, who used that ocean? So go find like a dry spot in the ocean over there where it's virgin ground, we call it. It wasn't used by anybody. V'sheklut sibe hante. You have to find wood, new wood that was never used. Ve'apiku nura, and bring out a fire. Mimara hatta. Mimara hatta. What is mara hatta? From a new piece of what? Steel. As she says, shemotzin bo esh min ha'avanim. Because they used to get the sparks, as she says, from rocks. Yeah, so you strike the rock and you get the spark to start the fire. Ve'askua ni'aleh l'shem shamayim. And go bring it up l'shem shamayim. So you see, he gave him instructions. But he didn't give the instructions directly. He gave the instructions via the goyim. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Keman, Kerebil Azad bin Shamua. This that Rava said is going like Rabbi Azar ben Shamua. That said what? The Tanya Rabbi Azar ben Shamua Omer, Ma mizbeach shelo yishtemesh bo hidyot, af etzim shelo yishtemesh bem hidyot. Because he told him to use new wood. Wood that was never used before for anything. So where did he get that from? Because he's doing it, he makes a cache between the mizbeach and the wood. Just like the mizbeach has to be a new mizbeach, so to the wood has to be new. Ve'amodir bi'azab ben Shamua bebama. So the Gemara says, but what do you mean? Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua is modeh that when it comes to Bama, you don't need new wood. He only said you need new wood by the regular Mizbeach, but not by the Bama. So why is Rabbah being so strict that he told them, make sure you only get new wood? Netanya. We have a Braita. The famous story of David HaMelech alav Shalom. There was a plague in Klal Yisrael because David HaMelech counted the Jewish people. And when you count, there's a negif, and because he didn't collect the shekalim, and as a result, there was a plague. Tens of thousands of people died. So until the prophet told them to go to the granary of Aravna and go bring a korban over there. So when he went to bring the korban, David HaMelech was very careful to bring the korban because he realized that that spot is going to be the future spot of the Beit HaMikdash, Goren Aravna. So the pesukim over here are contradictory. One pasuk says he paid 50 coins, and one pasuk smashmai ended up buying it because he bought it from him for 600 coins. So the Gemara brings us Tira Detanya. Ketuv echad omer v'yitin David le'Arnon. In the Devarei Yamim he calls him Arnon. In the Navi he calls him Aravna. Same guy. Bimkom shekle zahav mishkal 600. So he gave him 600 coins. Uchti v'yiken David et agorev et abakar v'kesu shkalim 50. Another pasuk says he bought it for 50. Haketzat. He collected 50 from the 12 tribes. 12 times 50, 600. That's how they paid for it. So there's no stira. Rabbi Omer, Meshum Abba Yosef ben Dostai, Bakar ve'atzim umakom mezbeach ben Nun. Which means, for the animal, for the wood, and for the mezbeach, that costs 50. Ve'chol abayit kono b'600. And the actual structure itself, meaning the rest of the land that he bought, was 600. So it's two different purchases. Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua omer, Bakar ve'etzim umakom mizbeach benun. Now you have a problem because he's saying the exact same thing as the last rabbi. Ve'chol abayit kulo b'600. So some take out mekom mizbeach in order to make Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua different than the last sheet. Otherwise it's saying the exact same thing. Anyway, the point is, so they bought Bakar Etzim for 50, and then the 600 was the other area. Right. Diktiv, Vayomer Aravna El David, Ravna told David Yekah, Vayal Adonai HaMelech HaTov Be'ainav, Ra'a Re'a Bakar Le'ola, which means he brought the Bakar, cattle for Le'ola, Ve'amurigim, we'll see what Murigim are. We bought that also, Murigim. Ukhle Bakar le'etzim. It says, Ukhle Bakar. Ukhle Bakar is like the vessels that the Bakar uses.
Cattle gear.
So the wood they got from the cattle gear. So that's used already. It's not new wood. So you see over here that Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua holds that by a Bama, that was a Bama, that wasn't a Beit HaMikdash. You don't have to use new wood. He got the wood from the cattle gear.
Right.
They took it apart and had wood. I thought you just told me, Rava said, when she told Ifra Hurmiz, make sure you get new wood. What do you need new wood for? You're going to be a Zabit Shemu, you only said you need new wood by a regular Mizbeach, not by the Bama. So it says, V'Rava Malecha, Hatem Namim Bechate. That was also new. It was a new cattle gear. It was never used before. So therefore it was never used before, no problem. I also agree. It was bechadte. It has to be new. We thought that Rabbi Elazar told you that it could be old, because we saw he says from this pasuk over here. So no, even that was new. Now it says one of the things that he bought also was murigim. David the man says he bought murigim. It says, my murigim. Amar ulam bitashil turbal. Turbal bed. מה עם מיטה של תורבל? אמר הבאיה, עיזה דקרקסה דדיישן דישאי. נשי. כמון עז של עץ. It's like a goat, a wooden goat. ויש בו יתדות חדים, and it has like sharp spikes on the bottom. וגם עשוי חריצים חריצים. It has like ridges on it. ומוליכים ומביאו על הקשים של דישן על שנדושו. And they thresh. It's like a threshing horse. We're threshing a goat that they make like out of wood. And they thresh the wheat with it. ומחתכים לעשים תבן. And they make straw. אמר רבי מאקרא, where do you know that from? That this moreg is like a threshing device. הנה סמתיך למורג. חרוץ חדש בעל פיפיות. What would he need that for? I guess what, the plow to... Why did he need to buy the moreg?
He didn't buy one, he bought
one. He bought moregim. To do what with it? The mound, the earth, to make it straight, to flatten it. Thresh mountains. Okay, so that's what he did. He bought it in order to flatten the ground over there. Out of Naz Gordon, in order to make it
buildable.
Yep, that's what it sounds like. Haya kaved meod shehashevarim hayu molichim uvim al hakashim, that they would put it on the stalks after they would thresh them, and it cuts them up into small pieces in order to make them timid so the animals can eat. Okay, so that's what you're doing with that. Fine. Continue. Makre le raval le bre. Teaching his son. Veramel le kirae ahadade. And he brought him a stira in Pesukim. Keti vayiten David le Arnon. It says he gave to Arnon 600. Uktiv vayiken David. One pasuk says, ויתן דוד לארנון, that pasuk was how much? That pasuk was the first pasuk, was 600, and the second pasuk was 50. הקצת, קובע מכל שבט ושבט 50, שבט 600. Okay, that's like we answered. They collected 50 from each tribe, and that's how they got the 600. והקעתי קשה להדדה, הטם כסף והחזהב. One pasuk says it was silver coins, one pasuk says it was gold coins. Oh, so how do you reconcile that? Haki kamar, kove kesef b'meshkal 600 zahav. That he collected 50 kesef from each person that would eventually equal 600 gold coins. Mm-hmm. I mean, the silver they collected from all of them eventually would equal 600 gold coins. Yashi? Kesef 600 shekel zahav. Haki kamar, kesef shave shekalim 50 shel zahav. Ha. That means the kesef that they collected was shaveh 50 zahav. That makes more sense. And therefore they collected 600 zahav in the end. So they went to collect silver. But how much silver? Silver in the worth of 50 zahav. So they ended up with 60 zahavs. That's 600 zahavs. Mikol shevet v'shevet. We continue. Kadashim kalim ne'echalim b'chol mahanei Yisrael. Okay. We go back to the Mishnah. In the Midbar. And they used to eat kadashim kalim, let's say that's shlamim. It was eaten b'chol mahane Yisrael. In all the camp of Israel. Wherever the camp is. But it was eaten in the camp of Israel. So what I was going to explain. Amar avuna. B'chol mekomot Yisrael. B'chol mekomot Yisrael means wherever the Jewish people were. Which means not necessarily in the camp itself. Even if they walked away from the camp, that's where I am now. It's considered makom Yisrael. That she says first wide line. Even if he walks out of the camp, because bottom line, that becomes Makom Yisrael. Basically, the way he's saying is wherever a Jew is, that's where he's able to eat it. So Gemara says, Aval Mahane lo have. But it says there was no official Mahane. Because the way you're learning the Mishnah Mahane, you tell me it's Makom Yisrael. So there was no Mahane. Eti be Rav Nachman Rav Huna. U Mahanot Bamidbar. No Havai. What do you mean? There was no mahalot. There was official mahalot in the midbar. Vatanya, kishem shemahaleh b'midbar, kach mahaneh b'Yerushalayim. Just like there were mahalot sections in the midbar, there were respective sections in Jerusalem. Like we know, b'Yerushalayim laharabayit mahaneh Yisrael. From the walls of Jerusalem to the Temple Mount is called mahaneh Yisrael. Me'arabayit l'shani kanor mahaneh Leviyah. From the Temple Mount to the inner sanctum of Shani Kanor is called mahaneh Leviyah. Mikan ve'irak mahaneh Shekhinah. From Nikanor in into the Kodesh Kodashim, that's considered mahaneh Shekhinah. Ve'en in kila'im shema midbar. And in the midbar, mahaneh Shekhinah would be the kila'im, the curtains of the Mishkan. So the point is, you had mahanot in Israel. So who told you to learn the Mishnah when it said Machane Yisrael, Makom Yisrael? It's not Makom Yisrael. Machane Yisrael is Machane Yisrael. Elayema. So when it says Machane Yisrael in the Mishnah, Bechol Makom Machane Yisrael. Now wherever they were was called Machane Yisrael. Oh, meaning what? Rashi. Here's the Hiddush. Ema Bechol third line. Even when they started to travel, meaning they took the Mishkan apart, and now they're trying to travel. Even when they traveled, the place that they were before, even though they're not in the Machaneh anymore, because they're traveling, the place that they were before is considered still Makom Yisrael. Not only that, even the Mishkan is not set up. I mean, the Machaneh normally is around the Mishkan. But they traveled. So the Hadush, even when they traveled, that place is called Makom Yisrael. Even though the Mishkan wasn't set up and all that, that's the Kedushah Makom Yisrael. Makom Haniyat Yisrael. The place where the Jewish people are camping. Even though they're on the go. Even though they're on the traveling. Pshita. Elawat. It's Pashut. What would I think? I would think it's like Yotze. Because I guess once the Mishkan is taken apart, so then once you go there, you know, you keep on walking, you're leaving the Makom. Kamash Ma'alan, no, that all the place where the Jewish people were is considered Machaneh Yisrael. Even when they moved. Kibbara says, maybe it is Chutz. Maybe there's a problem. Who told you they could eat Kadashim Kalim when they're. When the Mishkan was taken apart, Amar Kira v'nasa ohin moed. Afapish v'nasa ohin moed. Who nasa ohin moed? Even when it's traveling, it's called ohin moed. And therefore, if the Mishkan is called ohin moed, so therefore the people around it are called Machane Yisrael. It does not lose its status. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer Odacheret Aita. There was a fourth area in Yerushalayim. Vehel Ezrat Nashim hi. That was called Azrat Nashim. If you look in your picture books, it's right outside of Sha'ar Nikanor. Sha'ar Nikanor already is entering the Mikdash area. Right? Ta'azara, as we would call it. And then you have the Echal inside. Outside of the Azara, right next to the Azara, what would they have? Azrat Nashim. Ve'lo ayu onshin aleha. There was no onish in that area. No punishment for, for any isurim that were done over there. Betumah, exactly. Ubishido, lo haya ela shne machanot bilvad. There we go. In Shido, they only had two camps. So Midbar, three. Jerusalem, three, plus the Azrat Nashim. But in Shido, only two.
Plus the Azrat Nashim, so it wasn't that the Nashim was within the
Leviyah? It's called a separate area.
Because Leviyah was
told in Nikanor. Yeah. This area, if you see the picture, Kanere Machane Leviyah did not affect that.
Israel can walk there.
Tumah can walk there. Tameh can walk there. Which two did Machane, the Shiloh have? Rashi, Gemara. Hey minayu lo haba. Which one was missing in Shiloh? Amar Rava, mistavra de machane Leviyah havai. Must be that machane Leviyah was there. Machane Israel was missing. Rashi. Bottom line. Umachane Israel hu dehaser.
Dim lo ken de machane Yisrael havai velo machane Leviya. Because if you're not going to say that, the Yisrael kadatach machane Leviya lo havai, because you're going to say that machane Levi was not there, nimseu zavin v'temeem metin mishtalchin chutz l'machane achat v'torah amra velo yitameu et machanehem ten machane laze u'machane laze. Okay, we have a rule. Machane Shechina. A Tameh Met cannot stay in Machane Shechina, meaning he has to leave the Azara. So they have to send them out one camp. So they would send them out to where? To Machane Leviyah. Which answers your question anyway, because a Tameh Met can even stay in Machane Leviyah. But what? Azav is worse. Azav, it says you have to give him an extra Machane. So he's got to go out to Machane Yisrael. But if there's no Machane Yisrael, so it comes out that the Met and the Zav are going out one Machaneh. And that's not good. So therefore, must be, what was the Machaneh that was missing? Machaneh Leviyah. And therefore what? Rashi. Nimsi'u. Tav Rashi. Zavin v'temeh metim mishterons to Machaneh Shekhinah Lebada. Which means both of them are permissible in Machane Israel. So if you're going to tell me what, that there was no Machane Israel, so what's going to happen? You're going to send them both out from Machane Shekhinah to Machane Leviyah. And therefore what? They're going to be in the same camp. And by Zav you have to send them out an extra camp. Oh, so therefore what? By saying that we didn't have Machane Leviyah, so now what? I'm sending the Met out of Machane Shekhinah to Israel. And where's the Zav going?
Israel.
The Zav is also going to Israel.
Bottom line, there's only one camp.
He's got to be two camps out.
So he is two camps out?
He's mutar to be in Machane. There's only one camp.
Which means if it was Machane Leviyah, he's not allowed to be there.
So
therefore Machane Leviyah was missing, so Machane Yisrael was there. So at least they could send, they'll both be in the same place, but at least the Zav is allowed to be there. Od Pam, I'm sending him out from Machane Shekhinah because he goes straight to Machane Yisrael. Because there's no Machane Leviyah. Zav is allowed to be in Machane Yisrael. Okay, so he's there. And where's the Met going to go also? We'll go to, but Met can even go to Machane Leviyah. The point is, if you only had Machane Leviyah, then what are you going to do with the Zavim?
Only had Machane Leviyah. But Zavim go outside anyway. That's what says they go outside of two camps.
There's not two camps.
Machane Shekhinah and Machane Leviyah. It says Machane
Shekhinah. I'm reading again. The Gemara says, the Yisrael kadadak Machane Leviyah lo havai nimsi'u Zavim v'temeim metim mishtalachim chutz to Machane Achat. Because they're just leaving Machane Shekhinah. And they're going to go straight into Machane Yisrael. And they're only leaving one camp.
Correct.
But the Torah says, ולא יתמיעו את מחניהם, plural, תן מחנה לזה ומחנה לזה. That one Machane for the Met, and one Machane for the Zav. Okay, so if I give a Machane to the Met, he goes from the Shekhinah to the Leviyah. And if I give two Machanot, I give Machane Shekhinah to the Zav, he goes to the Viya, and from the Viya to
out.
But there's no Israel. Fine, but at least you can go from here to there, you can go too. But if I didn't have Machane Leviya, so then they're both just going from Machane Shekhinah to Machane Israel. They're going out one camp. Mashenkin, if I have now Machane Leviyah, he could stay in Machane Leviyah, the Met, and then the Tumat Met, and then the Zav goes outside of that. So he went out too, basically. So that works out. Right? Amar Le Rava, Elamai Machane Yisrael Lo Havai. Oh, you still have a problem. Because if you tell me Machane Yisrael, you didn't have Nimse'u Zavin Umsura'in Mishtalechim Makom Echad. That's the problem. Because now Zavin are going to be sent out outside of Leviyah. And the Mitzvah is there also. So what? V'atura Amra Badad Yeshev.
Because the Torah says that the Metzorah has to sit alone. Shelo yeshev tameh acher imo. That another tameh should not be with him. So the Torah says, Ela le'olam kulehu telata avu. Really, all three machanot were there in Shiloh. So therefore, everybody was able to go to their respective places. What does it mean? Only shte machanot liklita ve'ir miklat. Oh, which means normally machane leviyah would be a place where the rotzim b'shogeg would be able to seek asylum, like an ir miklat. So they're saying that in the Shiloh, Mahane Levi did not serve as an Eid Miklat. It was two in that respect. That you didn't have the Eid Miklat angle of it. Rashi. And Amai Mahane Yisrael Havai. Umishi Yatsa, Chutz Mahane Levi Yashub, En Sham Kima Mahane Mareu Kesade Ba'alma. Okay, we saw that. Kesu Zavim Yisraelim, and the Kulu Havu. Udiktari Lo Ayu Ela Shte Mahanot, Nenyan Kritahu. Nistalkat Turat Mahane Leviya. The status of Machane Leviyah was not existent anymore. Therefore, did not call it. The Gemara says, "Oh wow, you tell me that, but I didn't know that Machane Leviyah is called it. Miklal, the Bimidbar, Havai, Kalta Machane Leviyah, which is Hadush. I thought Machane Miklat, the cities of refuge. Now you tell me Machane Leviyah also is called it Rotsheim. The Gemara says, "In." How do I know? That Tanya, because we learned. V'samti lecha makom. What did I tell you, Moshe Rabbeinu? V'samti lecha makom. B'chayecha. When you're going to be alive. You don't have to wait till after you pass away. Makom. Mekomcha. Where you live. Where does Moshe Rabbeinu live? In Machane Leviyah. So your place where you live is going to be. Asher Yanus Shama, that people are going to run from there or run to there. Melamed Shemaglin Bamidbar Lechan Golin Lemachane Leviyah. Where would they go in the Midbar? They never had any Miklat in the Midbar. It would go to Moshe Rabbeinu's area. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu's area? Machane Leviyah. Mikan Amru Ben Levi Shearag Gole Mepelech Lepelech. Ben Levi Sharag, he'll go from one city to another city in Machane Leviyah. Or if he's in his own city, he goes from one city to another city. Change towns. V'im gala lepilcho, pilcho kolto. Even if he went to his own city, his own town, he just moved neighborhoods.
Somebody in another city.
Yeah, killed somewhere else, he went home. His own city will be called at him. Let's see. Mikan Amru ben Levi, Shaya Dar Ba'arim Miklat, Shekol Arbi Mushra Arad Shlevi Ma'arim Miklati. Correct. Means 40 cities, the 48 cities of the Leviim, they were all considered Arim Miklat. So let's say a guy kills one of those cities, he goes to another one of the Leviim cities. Vimarag, Beshugay Golin Ha'arim Ha'arim, he goes to one of his friend's cities. The Darish bin Amehaki, Vesamti Lecha Makom. Lecha, even you're a Levi. Even the Levim have to go. You can't go, I'm in the city already. Vesamti Lecha Makom. Even the Levim have to go from place to place. Vim Galab Bepilcho Atzmo, Gom Shkuna Lishkuna. He went from one neighborhood to another neighborhood in the same town. He killed over here. Anyway, he came back, he didn't go to his house, he went to the next block. That's considered already is okay also. Mekera. Amar v'chabed edrav ika, ki bi'ir miklato yeshev. Ir shekaltato kevar. It says, he will sit in his ir miklat. What do you mean? It's not his ir miklat till he gets there. Ela no, even though it was his ir miklat from before. His home city, he was living there. That's considered already ir miklato.